another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior was granted an audience with the High Lama of the wondrous land of Shangri-La. And speaking on behalf of director Daryl Franick, the feathered fighter and Adele Epic, who speaks fluent Tibetan, requested the High Lama's permission to film a motion picture in Shangri-La. In reply to this request, the High Lama told the winged warrior two things.
The High Lama says never call this here place Shangri-La. Because one of our people always hits the gong every time he hears that name. This here person is 115 years old. And although I have threatened to take away his gong, I really can't do it. Because he's a lot bigger than I am.
And High Lama added to this.
So therefore, I bid you welcome to Hot Springs.
And then the High Lama informed the strangers in Hot Springs that they could shoot their movie only if the winged warrior agreed to fight the Wicked Witch of the West, who was giving them a lot of trouble.
So what's your answer, winged warrior? How should I answer His Royal Highness, the respected High Lama of Hot Springs?
Dear grand person.
Chupa Lam Gub.
Okay.
Fum Fum.
Fum Fum.
Fum Fum.
Right, Fum Fum.
Well, with the feathered fighter having said Fum Fum, the entire company of players unpacked their bags in a Hot Springs Motel and waited for the winged warrior to return from his fight with the Wicked Witch of the West. And after traveling west several days, the winged warrior arrived at a small Himalayan village where it was said by many the Wicked Witch lived.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Chicken Man.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you knew where I could find the Wicked Witch of the West?
Come in, come in.
Oh, thank you. Are you the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, that's for me to know and you to find out.
Okay.
In the meantime, have a cup of lizard wine with me.
Oh, fine, thanks.
Wow. Could this be the witch? Would the good fairy princess offer lizard wine?